You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Radio Headspace. It's Eve here. I hope you're doing well today, wherever you're tuning in from. So I went on a week-long silent meditation retreat recently. It was over Zoom, of course. Normally, with a meditation retreat, you would go to a retreat house. So you would pack up, you know, a bag, go away for a week. But this one was in my home. And it worked really well, actually. It was great to have that time to tune into my practice in a deeper way and actually put into practice some of the things I was being taught in my home. So the teacher on the retreat used a phrase, not too tight, not too loose. On a retreat, you do a lot of sitting meditation combined with walking meditation. And this particular schedule saw us get up around 6, start meditation practice about 6:30, and you would go through till about 5:30. That's quite a bit of sitting meditation. And what they meant by this phrase was about creating the right conditions, or wise effort, as it's talked about in the traditional sense, for the sitting and walking meditation. Often in meditation, it can feel like you need to create a certain feeling. That the moment you sit to meditate, you'll feel an immediate sense of calm and ease, or that it needs to be perfect, with no interruptions, and that can mean you maybe try too hard, you're too rigid with it. Equally, sometimes you just don't feel like you want to do it, or that you feel really sleepy, so you don't really put any effort in at all. Anyway, it got me thinking about how in life we can sometimes try too hard and we can put too much effort into wanting things to be a certain way, being too stuck in our own ways. Often when we want something, we'll put all the effort we have into getting it, and that can be a good thing sometimes. It can help us stay focused and on track. But sometimes when we try too hard, we lose sight of what it is we're trying to do. We get so caught up in the wanting. We sometimes even forget why we wanted it in the first place. And then when we do get it, often there can be a slight feeling of disappointment. You know, the wanting is over, but we've built it up so much in the mind, it never quite lives up to it. The other end of the scale is perhaps when we lose motivation. Maybe give up on something or become lethargic. That could be down to feeling like we can't do it, we doubt ourselves, or we feel like it's taking too long, or perhaps we just get bored. And that is totally normal, as there are many things in life that we have to do, but we don't necessarily want to do them. But I'm sure we've all experienced both ends of the scale. So I think it can be helpful to think about the things in our life that we want to do or want to achieve, or similarly things that we have to do, from this aspect of not too tight, not too loose. And perhaps notice when we find we're being too rigid, too tight. Is there a way to step back and maybe even bring some humor or playfulness into it? It's often my husband that will notice if I'm going into army general mode and will do impersonations of a robot wanting to take over control. I can't help but laugh and remind myself to loosen the tight grip that I have. Equally, there are many times when I have to actively increase the effort. I find I have to do that with making time for exercise or to work out, for example. But I know when I do it, I will feel great, so that gives me the motivation to shift my effort. I'll leave it there for today, but perhaps the phrase of not too tight, not too loose will stick. And you can use it as a way to find that middle ground, knowing that our sense of effort will need to change on a regular basis, depending on what it is we're doing and how we're feeling and what we want to get out of it. but it will also differ for each and every one of us. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you back here really soon.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.